Hello, welcome to episode 43 of The Good, The Bad and The WTF What Are You Thinking. This is a Christmas special, part one of a Christmas special, actually. But before we get into that, we'll do a quick reaction to something that's happened this week. So I'll throw it over to Peter to tell us about that.
Yes, because what's more festive than the Golden Globes?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's only a quick one. We just want to give like a quick little reaction. We'll stick to the main ones. We'll stick to the movie ones. We won't go into the TV ones because I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen a lot of TV anyway. So I'm not really
skim over them. The problem with the TV ones is it's American, isn't it? So they may have.
They got Squid Game. Squid Game did very well there.
Deservedly so. It was
again. I haven't seen it.
Have you not seen that yet? What's wrong with you?
It's on a long. I've never seen Game of Thrones, sir. So,
no, no, right.
There's a long list of things I've never seen. I'm always late to the party when it comes to TV.
All right. Well, we'll go into the movies then. Take it away. What's happening? I haven't seen any of these, by the way. So this will be a live reaction from me.
It's kind of a live reaction for me because I skimmed over them before, so I'm sort of going through them again. So first, we've got Best Picture Non-English Language. We'll go through the five nominees there. So you've got Compartment Number 6, which is Germany, Russia, and Finland. Mm-hmm. You've got Drive My Car from Japan, which is quite a critically acclaimed movie, that one that seems to be doing well at the moment. The Hand of God from Italy, A Hero from Iran, and Parallel Mothers from Spain.
Is The Hand of God about Maradona? Or is it just...
It could be. I mean, The Hand of God is on Netflix at the moment. It's a Paolo Sorrentino movie. He's a fantastic director. They seem like strong hitters. I don't know a lot about Compartment Number 6, but the other four are from acclaimed directors, big boys. And if I had to hence my bet on anything, I'm going to go with Drive My Car from Japan.
I haven't seen any of these movies, unfortunately. So...
Neither have I.
I'm going to have to let you take the... I'll let you have that one. Drive My Car, I agree. We'll go Drive My Car.
Well, it did very well during the critics. I think, I can't remember who won the National Board Review Best Film. So that's pretty prestigious.
Woo!
Yeah.
That is good. That's my little woo for Drive My Car. It gets a woo.
And then we got Best Picture Animated.
Ooh.
So the five we got are Encanto, Flea, Luca, My Sunny Maid, and Raya and the Last Dragon.
Encanto, I've heard of. That's Disney, isn't it? And Luca is Disney as well.
Is Pixar. And Raya and the Last Dragon is Disney, and the other two are foreign animated movies. Flea is an animated documentary, which is about, I think it's about a refugee in Denmark. So obviously that's going to be, I think it's between Encanto and Flea. I think they're probably going Encanto. I think populist decision.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that. Again, I haven't seen any of these movies either, so it's hard for me to judge, but yeah, Encanto is the one I've seen most of.
Yeah, it's on the side of buses.
That's probably why. Power of advertising.
The power of advertising. We'll quickly go through screenplay. Best screenplay, motion picture. You've got Licorice Pizza, written by Paul Thomas Anderson. Belfast, written by Kenneth Branagh. The Power of the Dog, written by Jane Campion. Don't Look Up, written by Adam McKay. And Being the Ricardos, written by Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah, see, the problem with these ones is Licorice Pizza isn't out in the UK, is it? And Don't Look Up is also not out in the UK. So I don't know how good they are yet either.
I don't know, but it does seem to be looking like Paul Thomas Anderson might win this. I think they're shaping up for Paul Thomas Anderson to finally win an Oscar. So I think this is on his road to Oscar. So I think he might pick it up for this.
Maybe. Maybe. Well, I'd like to see it. I mean, Don't Look Up is something that I'm sure me and you may cover in a future episode, as it will be on Netflix on Christmas Eve, I think, in the UK. already on Netflix in America. But yeah, that'd be an interesting. I really want to see that movie, so that'd be an interesting one to do.
I've seen one of these movies. I don't want to talk too much about the ones I have seen because at the start of the year we're going to do our top 10 movies of 2021. So I don't want to talk too much about one of them, but I think it's a very hard hitting list when you look at the top five. They're very acclaimed directors. It's weird actually. The five are all the directors that directed the movie that they've been nominated for the screenplay, and they're solo screenwriters. It's very strange, very rare that. Best director, you've got Kenneth Branagh for Belfast, Jane Campion for The Power of the Dog, Maggie Gyllenhaal for The Lost Daughter, Steven Spielberg for West Side Story, and Denis Villeneuve for Dune.
Mm. Who's the favourite?
I think probably Jane Campion. It's a tough one here because it'll be how it's running at the moment. It seems to be that it's Kenneth Branagh versus Jane Campion. So it's Belfast versus The Power of the Dog. They seem to be the two movies that could win Best Picture at the Oscars. So they're the two that are going to fight it off. But I also think Denis Villeneuve, it's such a spectacle movie. And normally, spectacle movies, the director seems to get the edge. So I wouldn't be surprised if Denis Villeneuve's a dark horse to win this one.
Another movie I need to see, Dune, of course. You've seen it yourself.
I have. Yeah. We covered that in an episode not too far ago. Best supporting actor. Ben Affleck for The Tender Bar. Jamie Dornan for Belfast, Kieran Hines for Belfast, Troy Kurtzer for Coda, and Cody Smith McPhee for The Power of the Dog.
Lovely.
Again, gathering from your reaction, I think you probably
I've not seen a lot of these movies. I'm not going to lie. I've not seen a lot of these movies.
My prediction, if I'm going to hazard a guess, I'm going to go Troy Kurtzer for Coda. That's my prediction. I think the two Belfast boys might cancel each other out, and I think he might go for it. It's a bit of a heartwarming story. I haven't seen it. It's on Apple TV. But it seems to be like the heartwarming film of the year, but also so is Belfast, so it's hard to tell. Best supporting actress. Catriona Bath for Belfast, Adriana Du Bois for West Side Story, Kirsten Dunst for The Power of the Dog. I should have learned to pronounce this name before. Ashujani Elise, King Richard, or Ruth Nager for Passing. Going to go with Kirsten Dunst on this one.
Okay. Has she ever won it before?
She hasn't. She's never been nominated before. I don't believe.
I was thinking that.
I think it's a good woman in peril, woman, a struggling woman role, and they seem to do quite well. Best actor, motion picture, musical, comedy. You've got Leonardo DiCaprio, Don't Look Up, Peter Dinklage, Seriano, Andrew Garfield, Tick Tick Boom, Cooper Hooper, Cooper Hoffman, Licorice Pizza, who is the son of Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Anthony Ramos in The Heights.
Reckon Cooper's a favourite?
I think it's Andrew Garfield, if I'm honest, because this one is the one that might be nominated for, the winner of this is normally nominated for Best Actor at the Oscars. Roughly is kind of how it normally is. And out of them five, the only one who's probably going to be nominated for Best Actor at the Oscars is Andrew Garfield. So I think this is his one to lose.
But oh, really?
I think Cooper Hoffman could be a sentimental win. Obviously, son of Philip Seymour Hoffman. So I think it's a potential upset, but I think it'll be Garfield.
No, has Garfield got a lot of... because this is another movie that I've not really looked into. Tick, Tick, Boom.
It's on Netflix now. which is a musical by Lin-Manuel.
Okay.
It's another big hitter, let's say. It's another big acclaimed movie. Best Actress, Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy. Marianne Cotterland for Annette. Aliana Hamm for Licorice Pizza. Jennifer Lawrence, Don't Look Up. Emma Stone for Cruella. Or Rachel Zegel for West Side Story. It's a tough one, this one, because you've got three known actresses and you've got two new ones. Rachel Zegel is pretty hot at the moment. She could be nominated for Best Actress, so she could be potentially the upset, potentially the winner. I'm going to go with Aliana Hamm for Licorice Pizza, though. It seems like the kind of performance Golden Globes would go for.
She's in the girl group, isn't she? With her sisters. Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that is her. Interesting. I didn't know she did any acting at all. Is this her first
movie? It's her first movie, yeah. It's her
Fair
first movie.
Fair play.
Because that's the thing. Cooper Hoffman and Alana Haim, they've never done any. They never led a movie before. Now both of them are leading this movie. I really want to see Licorice Pizza. You know, I'm a big PTA fan. And all I hear is great things about this movie.
It does seem very intriguing, the fact that both actors are very new to the game, and but they're in capable hands, so they were always going to do well, weren't they? With PTA.
Best actor in a motion picture drama: Mahershala Ali for Swan Song, Javier Bardem being the Ricardos, Benedict Cumberbatch Power of the Dog, Will Smith King Richard, and Denzel Washington The Tragedy of Macbeth. Going to go with Will Smith here. Golden Globes like a superstar, and I think Will Smith, it would be a good win for them. I think they'd like to let him win.
It feels that way. There's a lot of hype around this, actually, isn't there? But one of his best performances since, like, Ali, is what they're saying. So
it's between him or Cumberbatch, and it's a tough one because both of them are going to be rivaling out for Best Actor at the Oscars, you'd imagine. But I think Will Smith, I think they'll go for him. I just think he's going to have the edge.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that, to be fair. I think he is nailed on, isn't he, as a favourite.
Best Actress Motion Picture Drama. You got Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye, Olivia Colman for The Lost Daughter, Nicole Kidman for Being the Ricardos, Lady Gaga for House of Gucci, and Kirsten Stewart for Spencer.
Interesting, because House of Gucci didn't get the best reception, didn't it? So I suppose her performance saves it in a way. I know The Lost Daughter, obviously you've got Olivia Colman. She's obviously amazing. So you can just guarantee a good performance from her. Interesting from Lady Gaga, considering the movie didn't fare that well critically.
It depends who you follow critically. I mean, there's some critics that I admire that really liked House of Gucci, that understood what it was trying to be. I don't think it's... I think it's a semi-serious movie. So I think it allows itself to be a little bit campy. This is between Lady Gaga and Kirsten Stewart, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think Kirsten Stewart obviously is playing Princess Diana, which is, of course, when you play a person of that caliber, it's hard not to think about Princess Diana. You know what I mean? When you play a big personality, you normally win because you play that big personality. Kirsten Stewart, I think, is one of the great actors of her generation. I truly think she's great in everything she does. I think I'm going to go with Lady Gaga. Same thing with Will Smith. I just think it's the celebrity. I think they want to see Lady Gaga acceptance speech. I think that'd be the interesting thing.
Yeah, maybe. It'd be annoying if she won, actually. I don't know. The accent, like I'd have to see the movie, but based on like the trailer and stuff, I wasn't overly impressed and excited about the movie, I'll be honest.
I am, weirdly.
Really?
I haven't seen it, but I am excited to see it, to be honest.
Okay, I'm not at all.
Best Picture, musical or comedy? Siriano, Don't Look Up, Licorice Pizza, Tick, Tick, Boom, and West Side Story.
Don't Look Up, I probably would bank as a potential winner.
I don't know. It's quite a mixed bag. Some people love it, some people don't. I'm going to go with West Side Story.
Okay.
I think that's... it's either that or Tick, Tick, Boom. But I think I'm going to go West Side Story.
Okay. I'm going to predict Don't Look Up. It's my prediction.
And the final one, Best Picture Drama. You've got Belfast, Coda, Dune, King Richard, or The Power of the Dog.
I think King Richard will win this one, you know.
Oh, really? That's a dark horse. It's a very bold one. I'm going to go Belfast.
Okay. I don't know. Something about King Richard is it's got a lot of hype. I think it's got a lot of mini hype around it. I think it would do really well.
Again, because we haven't seen a lot of these movies. It's been very movies the last 2 years, I think, have been very hard to seek. Especially new movies. That it's really hard to, it feels like TV now when like there's a new show and it's on somewhere and you can't find it because you haven't got subscriptions to that. It just feels that everything is more spread out these days, that it's hard to really see everything.
Absolutely. I mean, but just based on a lot of these movies, a lot of them haven't really got much of a box office revenue. A lot of them are just going straight to streaming services. Yeah, it's not great. It's not good for the future of cinema, is it? But
I tell you, which isn't that hard to find, it's our top 50 Christmas movies.
Here we go.
So if you could hear that rattling, that means that he's all fueled up. He's got some alcohol there. I don't know what kind of alcohol it was. It has ice in it. That's all I could tell.
I went for the classic. It's Christmas. I went for a Baileys. I thought that's very Christmassy.
Baileys and ice.
Baileys and ice is a Christmas thing, definitely. What else is it? You ain't drinking it in summer, are you? It's Christmassy.
Some people might. Baileys. You never know. Some people might. Who knows what people do? People have weird customs.
People do what they want to bloody do. So we'll get straight into this. Shall we top 50? Do you want to run through? We're doing 50 to 26 today, and then part two would be 25 to number one, which comes out on Christmas Eve. Very, very festive of us. Why don't you run through the structure of this for the people that haven't seen the Adam Sandler episode? If they've seen the Adam Sandler episode, I guess they'll get a little bit of an idea of how we do things. But
we're going to have a little bit of a different structure. Because compared to a usual ranking list, and when I say usual, we've only done one of these, but compared to a usual ranking structure, let's say we go to the Adam Sandler one, for instance.
Yeah.
I think, if I recall, let me look back, I believe there was 51, that's it, 51 pieces of content that we went through. But that was a solid 51. We knew exactly that these 51 were the ones we had to rank. Now, we know, just by maths alone, there is no way that we've got the same 50 in our list. We know that.
It would be a surprise. It would be a surprise.
I think.
We are brothers, so it could happen.
We are, but also, it depends also what we consider a Christmas movie. Okay. Now, I don't know what your rules are, but my rules have been this. It's either got to be set during the Christmas period, or it's got to have Christmas as a heavy theme. in the movie. That's what I think a Christmas movie is. So I think there's a potential in my picks for new Christmas traditions. And the other thing I had to convince myself is that the movies that I picked, I wouldn't watch them out of the month that they are. These movies, I think, are December movies and possibly January, if you want to go there. But to me, they're movies that I can't watch them any other time.
Yeah, I've gone for that rhetoric as well. None of these movies I would watch. Well, maybe one. Most of these movies I probably wouldn't watch outside of December. So yeah, I've gone for the same sort of thing. I've gone for sort of movies that make me feel Christmassy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Movies that make me feel Christmassy. So some movies we may, you know, you may be like, oh yeah, that's not a Christmas movie. But I've knocked them points down for those movies. So this isn't just based on, you know, this isn't an order of great movies. Like, so if you're like, that movie is not better than that movie, but like, no, this is a Christmas list. That movie is more of a Christmas movie than the other movie, therefore it's higher up than that movie. That's the way I've done it as well. That's the way
I had to, because there are certain movies here that I like more than the other movies that are higher up, but it's also Christmas movie. So even though a movie that I love more than that movie, I know that comparatively it's not a Christmas movie.
Yes.
So I'm trying to measure quality to the subject. And it's a very hard measurement because some movies do feel more Christmassy than the quality, but you have to have a certain limit where you go, yeah, but this is just a better movie. Even though that's a more Christmassy movie, that's a better movie. However, this one's also a very good movie, but it's more Christmassy than that movie. So it's fine measurements. I can't say it exactly has been perfected, but that's the whole reason why we've come together right now to perfect these lists.
Correct. I say this too. Let's get straight into it. Are we doing 5x5?
5x5. And this is the idea I had. Now, have you got your top 50 list in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hope that what you've done is what I've done, where you've got your top 50 and next to it, you've got the good, bad, what the fuck top 50, because you're going to have to be shuffling things. Don't do what you did at Adam Sandler, because that works not in your favor. You were unprepared for the reshuffle on that one. And so we got a lot more of my movies higher up there than your movies. So this is where you need to be more clever, more astute.
Hey, fuck you. I do what I want to do.
I'm just saying, you've got to keep with the punches. So what I've decided with this one, because obviously, like I said, when we do a normal ranking movies, we go through what we think are the movies. We say, right, this is the list. Try and watch these movies, and then we'll rank them. Because, like we said, it's going to be very rare that we've got a identical top 50. I doubt we've got an identical top 50.
But no, I don't think we have.
We'll go through, like we normally do, we'll go through five at a time until we get to the top 10. Obviously, that's in the next episode. So it's just five. We go up to 26 on this, so it's just a five throughout. So first we'll start with 50 to 46. And what I'm thinking is this. I'm going to say my five, and then you're going to say your five. And then we have to battle it out on which five we think should go into that five slot, which should be eliminated, and which ones, maybe I put one lower down than you have, and maybe you want to push that up higher, and same vice versa. So that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. If you have any of my top five in your first five, it's going to be some serious problems, isn't it?
I don't mean that. Maybe you've got one that's at 27, let's say.
Okay.
But here you go. This is my, because this is the bottom five. There are some that I will fight, and there's some that I'm not really that bothered about. If I'm honest,
same, to be honest.
I'm not that strong about, apart from one, I'm not that strong about many of them. So these are my predicted five. These are my selected five. A Christmas Carol from 2009. This is the Jim Carrey one.
Okay.
Scrooge from 1970. This is the Albert Finney one. The Preacher's Wife from 1996. Miracle on 34th Street from 1994. This is the Richard Attenborough one. And Becoming Santa 2011, which is a documentary.
Becoming Santa?
Yes.
Okay. We start off with, I haven't seen Christmas Carol 2009. Scrooge 1970, I think I've seen it. Wasn't going to make my top 50, so I didn't bother watching it. Preacher's Wife, I haven't seen. Miracle 34th Street, I have seen. At least the 94 one you're going for.
The 94 one, yeah.
And Becoming Santa, I have no idea what that is. My five are number 50, The Holiday. Number 49, The Nutcracker. The one with Macaulay Culkin. Number 48, The Santa Claus 2. Number 47, Fred Claus. And number 46, the Santa Claus, the 1985 movie.
I'm just quickly writing them down as we go so I can see them. Okay.
I mean, for me, none of these movies in your five, I really care about battling in terms of like, oh, that should be higher up. Do you know what I mean? Are there any of mine that are higher up in your list?
Only one, and the other four aren't at all on my list.
Interesting. This could be interesting. Oh, well, this is going to be an easy one then. We can just kind of, you know, bygones be bygones here.
Well, I'll be honest with you and say that The Holiday is at number 45 on my list, so I'm not that fixated if it goes in the bottom five. I thought it was okay. I wasn't completely sold on the movie, but I thought it was fun.
I'd have to agree.
I think it's a weak Nancy Myers movie in general, but I do think you can be charmed by it. I do think it's got a little bit of a charm to it, especially when Eli Wallach's on screen.
Yeah, I can see why this is a Christmas classic. So it made it. I watched it for the first time this year, actually. And I did think it was okay. So it made it at 50, just about squeezed into my list. So again, don't have to fight for it too much.
Santa Claus the Movie was originally in my 50, but it did get knocked off.
The 1985 one.
The 1985 one, yeah. It did get knocked off, mainly because it's a weird movie.
That's why I liked it.
I love any moment that John Lithgow's on screen.
Yeah.
I think he's fantastic. But I don't really understand what the movie's meant to be. I really don't. It's a real odd little thing. It's a real odd little person, really. Mm. Fred Claus, I haven't seen. I haven't seen that movie. The Santa Claus 2, I had a suspicion that you were going to put it in. I saw it years and years ago. I didn't actually watch it again because it was on a list to watch, but I tried to pick off movies that I thought would be better. And The Nutcracker, I completely forgot about, actually, that one.
I think it's very forgotten.
If I'm honest with you, I do want to put The Nutcracker on, even though I can't remember it that well. I feel like I want to see it again. Whereas, for example, A Christmas Carol 2009, I don't really have any interest in watching that movie again.
Okay, so we'll get rid of that.
I'm happy to get rid of that. I wasn't sold on that one. I have to be honest.
We'll get rid of that. Miracle on 34th Street 1994 one I put at 43.
Okay.
But I didn't really like that movie that much anyway. So I'm okay with that one going as well.
It's okay, but there's a better version of that story which is much higher up on my list. This one, because we watched it as kids, maybe I had a little bit more sentimental value to it. And because Richard Attenborough he's that charming granddad kind of, especially around this period. He was like the cutesy granddad, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So it's hard to, you can't look at Richard Attenborough's face and say you're not making the list. It's very hard to do that. You'd have to have a heart of stone to do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll allow him to be 47. Where you put him. Go for that.
Well, we'll talk about which ones will make the five cut and then we'll try and structure them. So we're happy with Miracle 34th Street. I am going to say Scrooge 1970 is another one I'm not that interested in. It just barely made my list. It's meant to be a musical. None of the songs really stood out. Albert Finney, I don't really think, made a good Scrooge. There's a lot of Scrooge movies that I think are going to be higher up on our list, and so we're going to touch them more frequently. So I'm not really, I can't really fight much for this one.
It's going well so far, isn't it? This top 50.
At the bottom five is always going to be the hardest one. The bottom five.
Well, I'm not going to put up a fight for Fred Claus because that also just only squeezed in there. I think it is a bit of a shitty movie, but it's the sort of movie that I would put on in the background. So therefore, it makes the list in that sense.
Yeah, I do think we can cancel out because you just said the two words that I think cancel out a top 50 is background movie.
Yeah.
If it's a background movie, it means you're not really that interested in it. It's just like when you put on the TV for a dog just to make it feel like it's not alone. It's the same equivalent. So I want a top 50 to feel a little bit like there's merit in these movies, not, oh, well, I did feel alone and quiet.
Hey, I share a lot of characteristics of a dog, apparently, because I feel like I have to have something on in the background, even when I'm doing something else. No, you're right. That is actually not good. All right, we'll get Fred Claus doesn't make the list.
Okay. I'm happy.
Also, it's called Fred Claus.
Yeah. How is that annoying. The Paul Giamatti one?
No, it's the Vince Vaughn one. Right, is he in that? Okay. Yeah, he's in that. Yeah, it is that one. I forget he's in that movie, actually. Yeah. It is the Paul Giamatti one where he plays Santa.
I've never seen it. I saw it on Sky and I was gonna give it a go, but like I said, there were just other movies that felt more prevalent to watch. I'm happy to put The Holiday in the bottom five. I'm not gonna put much of a fight for that one to go there. Like I said, it only just barely scratched the surface. I would, however, the only one I really want to fight for out of my last two remaining is Becoming Santa. I really do want to put that in the bottom five.
Okay.
I'm okay for The Preacher's Wife not getting there because, again, there's another version of that story that's higher up on my list. So I'm not that fussed about that one.
So Becoming Santa is a documentary.
It's a documentary. You can find it on Amazon. And it's about a man who, after he's... I can't remember if it's his mother or father, but basically they're both passed away. He decides to become Santa Claus. He decides to go to Santa school and he becomes a working Santa. And it also shows you the history of where Father Christmas came from. I think it's a really good documentary. I think it's a lot different from any... I think it's very feel-good. I think it should be in the top 50 because I think it could be a classic. And I don't think we're going to have a lot of documentaries on this list. I do think that it wouldn't be bad to have one there just as an alternative.
Oh, well, I'm okay with that. We'll put them in.
Okay. And I'm happy for The Preacher's Wife not to be in there. Like I said, I'm not going to fight that one. So we've got two left, really, to fill the boots here. We've got either The Santa Claus 2 or Santa Claus the Movie.
I think Santa Claus 2 is probably better than The Santa Claus Movie.
Okay.
So maybe Santa Claus 2 gets in there.
Okay, so there we're done. So now we've got to try and structure these movies. What are we saying for number 50?
Holiday?
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm not going to put up much of a fight for the holiday. I think it was okay. It was serviceable. I didn't think it was anything to write home about. I'm happy for it to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
49, the Nutcracker.
Yeah, yeah.
48.
I have to see that one again.
48, Santa Claus 2.
Yeah, it goes Santa Claus 2 there, yeah.
And then 47, Miracle on 34th. And then yep. Becoming Santa. 46.
I'm happy with that.
Sounds good to me. Locked in.
Locked in. So there we go. We will recap at the end, just in case you want to just keep count, anybody who's listening. So now we go to 45 to 41. Now, I've only got four movies here because
same.
We put one of mine in yours. Same with you. So we might have to... Oh, we might have to
interesting
add our fifth one here. Otherwise, we might have a blank slate.
Yeah,
so we'll add our fifth one. Just put my 40 in here as well. We might have to remember that. Otherwise, we might have a blank slate for number one.
No.
Okay, so here is my five: After Christmas, The Night Before, Holiday Affair, Rare Export to Christmas Tale, and Krampus.
Say them again. After Christmas.
Yep.
Yep.
The Night Before.
Yep.
Holiday Affair.
Yep.
Rare Export to Christmas Tale.
Yep.
And Krampus.
Ooh. Okay. Mine are... So I need to add an extra one to those. Mine are Love Actually. Office Christmas Party. Anna and the Apocalypse, Black Christmas, and The Christmas Chronicles. Interesting that five. It gets a bit more spicy now. There's a few in there that you've chosen that are
Black higher, Christmas. Which version is this?
This is the 1974 version.
Okay. And what was the last one? So I got Love Actually, Office Christmas Party, Anna the Apocalypse, Black Christmas. And what was the last one?
The Christmas Chronicles.
This is the first one, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, three of yours are higher on my list.
Ooh.
And two of yours aren't on my list.
Okay.
I haven't seen Office Christmas Party.
Okay.
But I did see Anna and the Apocalypse, and I really wanted to like that movie, and I was a bit underwhelmed by it in the end.
Yeah, it is underwhelming. I know what you mean. But I think the music in it saved it.
There's some good music in it. I will give you that. There are some good music in it. Black Christmas is going much higher on the list. I'm afraid to say it needs to go much higher on the list. Love Actually, I'm surprised how low you put it.
Really?
I'm surprised how low you put it because I thought you liked this movie a lot more than that, and it's actually higher on my list than where you put it. And The Christmas Chronicles is not far off. This it might be in the next five. I don't think it's that high up.
Okay.
So there we go with my opinion of your five.
All right, for me, Holiday Affair didn't make it. Rare Exports didn't make it either, but I haven't seen that movie, so that's probably why. The Night Before is a lot higher for me.
Really?
Yep, a lot higher. Arthur Christmas is higher and Krampus is also higher.
Okay. Did you see Holiday Affair?
No, I didn't see Holiday Affair.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that was the other one I didn't see.
Okay.
Is that 1996 or 1949? 49, bloody hell. No, I didn't see that.
So both very good movies. Holiday Affair is quite an underrated holiday classic, but I do think it's got that charm. And I was won over. There's a few 40s movies in my list that won me over, and this is one of them. Weirdly enough, it wasn't one that I thought was going to be higher, but actually when I watched a lot of other movies, I realized that actually not a lot of them were as good as Holiday Affair in terms of that charm. Rare Exports is, you'd like it. That's all I'll say. It's a really good, it's from Finland. I don't know if that's a better version of what Krampus did. For me, Krampus is a movie that I desperately want to love. And every time I put it on, I think to myself, maybe this is the time, this is the moment where I'm going to love this movie. And I'm always a little bit underwhelmed by it. And I think that's why it was in my bottom 10. I kind of want it to be what Trick or Treat was, and it never is. And that's what I fear about that movie.
I really liked that movie. I really, really liked it. I just think it's a different take on obviously having the darker Christmas movies. I don't think you can have too many of them anyway, but like the horror Christmas movies, I don't think you can have too many of them. I don't always think they deserve a place too high either. But in terms of this one, it's one of the higher darker movies in my list.
Okay, so you're going to fight for that one to be high. I'm going to fight for Black Christmas to be higher as well, because I really like this movie. And I'm glad when you said Black Christmas, I'm glad that you didn't say the 2006 version. Because we might just have to cut this podcast short. I might just have to storm out if that name is ever uttered on this episode. So I want to fight for that one high. If you want to fight for Krampus high, I think that's fair game.
I don't know. I don't know. There's a few here. Night Before, it cannot go this low, in my opinion. For me,
I think the same with Love Actually as well. Ooh, I think that needs to go higher. I do think that needs to go higher.
We're running out of movies.
We are running out of movies, but we should have backup movies, I hope. I have backup movies, don't worry.
All right. Well, I mean, yeah, I do have backup movies, obviously.
Because obviously, the other thing we have to do, so do we want to add to, do because we're just fearing that we might have cancelled out too many, do we want to add another two movies just to save grace?
Well, the thing is, we have movies here.
Yeah.
If you're pushing them up, there's going to be just more going up, isn't there? Because we have Office Christmas Party, Holiday Affair, Rare Exports.
Yeah.
There's a three movies set. Oh, and the Apocalypse. Those are four movies. And the Christmas Chronicles. Five movies.
Well, Christmas Chronicles I've got on my list as well.
Okay, so four movies.
Four movies. I haven't seen Office Christmas Party. I'm not really sure what it is.
It's good. It's a good movie. It's a fun movie. I enjoyed it. Do we want to put that one 45th?
Which one?
Office Christmas Party.
I haven't seen it, but I'm not gonna fight for it not to be on the list. I'll be honest with you. So I'm happy to put it there.
It's there. 46.
Okay. And we're gonna say which one next? Anna and the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Let's put it there. I mean, it just scraped. I think it probably would have been 52 on my list, but if you wanna go for it, it is a musical. It's a horror zombie musical. Like I said, it didn't completely work for me, but I'm not gonna fight for it not to be on the list. If you thought it was a worthy addition.
I think it's a worthy addition. I enjoyed the movie.
Okay, we'll stick it on there. Like I said, I think Love Actually, I think Black Christmas for me need to go higher, if I'm honest.
Okay, so do we want Rare Exports to be number 43?
So out of my ones, which ones are you thinking should go higher?
Night Before.
Okay.
Campus a little bit higher. And then I do think Arthur Christmas as well. I really like that movie.
Okay. So we're saying Black Christmas. So we've got three slots left. So we're thinking, out of the movies, we're thinking Rare Export, Holiday Affair, and The Christmas Chronicles. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm going to go Holiday Affair at 43.
43. Okay.
Rare Exports at 42 and Christmas Chronicles at 41.
Okay. Okay.
I actually really like Christmas Chronicles. I always think I'm not going to like it, but when I watch it, I'm always charmed by it.
First time I watched it, I wasn't overly excited, and I was a bit like, "What the fuck is this?" But I think it's a grower.
Have you seen the second one?
I haven't seen the second one.
Neither. I haven't either. And I was wondering whether you were going to put it on the list.
No, I haven't seen it. So,
okay,
I haven't. No, I didn't make it. So we've got 40 as a blank, then, isn't it?
So well, we're missing. We're going to 40 to 36, aren't we? Because we only went higher because we missed one, but we've actually got an added movie. So we've got one more movie than we need to at the moment. Just as I'm looking at it right now, we've got on my list, I've got 41 movies. So we've added, we've gained a movie right now.
Okay.
Okay. So we're on 40 to 36. Because remember, it's 50 to 46, 45 to 41. So now it's 40 to 36.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So these are the six. Again, we're going to see. There's three that you already know. Krampus, The Night Before, After Christmas.
They moved up, aren't they?
Yep, they're moved up. And the other ones, what were the other two? It was
Black Christmas and Love Actually.
Okay, let me just add them. Black Christmas. And Love Actually. Because now this is the bit where it gets confusing, because now we have to reshuffle the lists.
Now there are nine movies to... No, now there are almost 14 movies for five slots. Five, yeah.
Well, no, I don't know what your added ones are at the moment. So it's still, for me, one. I've got... On my list, I've added a movie. So I've got one new movie to my list. I don't know about yours.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean only got is... one. Because I don't know what your selection are going to be. So...
No, but I mean, to battle out for these five spots, we have another new five.
Yeah.
We've
only just picked them up, but we can see what we can add to this list, which we want to say.
Yeah, but every movie that doesn't make it into Thing but is still in the list just goes up to the next bit.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Do we want
to keep pushing it?
So now we've gone to the 40 to 36. Out of the ones that are already here, we got five. Which of these five do we want to push up to the next five before we reveal our other five? So for me, I do think Black Christmas and Love Actually should be pushed up. I don't think they should be this low.
I don't think Night Before should either.
Okay, so... What about After Christmas and Krampus?
Krampus is almost reaching where it is on my list. Almost.
Okay.
So but potentially it could be in the running for this. After Christmas is higher on mine, yeah. I think that's another push.
You want to push After Christmas as well?
Yeah. So we'll have Krampus in the running for this one.
Okay. So this is where I'm just reshuffling right now. I don't know if you're doing the same. Hopefully you are.
Yeah.
So I now know my six. I now know my six that I'm going to fight. Okay?
Go on. Go.
So here's my five. Obviously, we know Krampus is in there.
Yeah.
Click and Collect.
Right.
Tokyo Godfathers.
Oh.
One that we reviewed not too long ago, The Ref.
Yeah.
Christmas with the Cranks and How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey one.
Ooh. I've got Surviving Christmas, A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas, Christmas with the Cranks, Jack Frost. Is it one more that I need? I've lost count in my own head.
Yeah.
And A Christmas Story, 1983.
Okay. Well, I Christmas think Christmas Cranks, is already in there because we both put it in there. So that's one we're happy with. For me, A Christmas Story needs to be much higher. It needs to be much higher.
Really? It didn't resonate with me.
Is this your first time seeing it?
Yeah.
I felt the same. And the more I saw the movie, the more I got into it. It's a movie that needs to be rewatched more and more. As thankfully, I watched it last night, so it's quite fresh in my brain. I think it might be the third time I've seen it, and it does grow on me. I do really like it. I think it's a quirky little movie. I think it needs to be high. I think it's got a cult status as well. And I'm going to fight for that one to be high.
All right.
Surviving Christmas, I haven't seen. Harold and Kumar, I haven't seen. Jack Frost, I don't want to add. I didn't even watch it because I remember it being a bad movie.
Wow.
And I think the Harold and Kumar, I haven't seen it, but I do like the first Harold and Kumar, so I think I'd probably like this one. I'm not sure what Surviving Christmas is.
I'm not bothered about Surviving Christmas, actually. To be fair, that's higher than I needed it to be. Okay. So I don't mind about that one. The ones I want to fight for, what were yours again? You went...
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Christmas with the Cranks, The Ref, Tokyo Godfather, Click and Collect, and of course, Krampus.
So Krampus, Grinch, The Ref, Tokyo Godfather, and Click and Collect.
Click and Collect, yeah.
Click and Collect I didn't even consider for this, and I really like that as well. So
I'm surprised you didn't consider it, because I thought... Especially when you sent me a message saying it was on Netflix, I thought he's going to add Click and Collect.
No, I didn't, because I didn't consider it a movie. I considered it a TV show, and I thought it was under an hour as well, just about.
It was about 53 minutes, yeah. I did think... the thing is, I consider it a TV movie, so I think it can pass if you wanted to. I'm flexible. There are some that I was flexible with, and... I was flexible with Click and Collect. I thought it could be eligible. It might not be a long movie, but I thought it could be eligible. I don't think it's a short, and it's probably not a movie, so it's in between. So do you put it with the shorts or do you put it with the movie? And I thought I put it with the movie.
I can deal with it being on the list. I can deal with that being on the list. The Grinch, it's got to be higher. Grinch has got to be higher. I'm ready to bow down on Krampus.
Okay.
At this point. Okay, Godfather as well. You know, that's higher for me.
Really? I'm surprised you saw it, and I'm actually glad you saw it, because
it was a very, very good movie.
It's a very deep movie, and I do think that maybe more multiple viewings it'll be higher. But it is a bleak movie, and that's why I don't know, maybe that's why I put it as low down as I did.
Yeah, I was teetering of where to put it, to be fair. It was one that I was like, is it too new for it to be as high as it is in mine? But it's higher. It's close to this area, but I think it still deserves to be higher than some of these movies.
Okay, I'm cool with that. Like I said, this might be the same with A Christmas Story, where, like for you, like I said, that one should be higher, because I think multiple viewings, you'll love it more. And I think you could say the same about Tokyo Godfathers. I think it's very heavy, but there's a lot in there. There's a lot of dense story and material in there that I think it could, on multiple viewings, become a higher movie.
It's a brilliant movie. It really is a brilliant movie. It's on Netflix if anyone wants to watch it. One of my favorite things, especially with Christmas movies, is when it takes place on one night. Well, like over the course of like 24 hours, I'm a sucker for those sort of movies that take place over 24 hours, and a lot happens in this, and they are very likable characters, and it is, yeah, it is very, very, it surprised me how good it was, to be fair. It really surprised me. But you like you say, it is bleak. But it's not that bleak. It's just a little bit bleak. But it is bleak.
It is bleak. It's a bleak movie. I don't think
there are bleak bits, but there are also feel-good bits. It balances itself out nicely, but yeah, I think just a little bit higher. The ref as well. I had this higher, so I'm going to have to battle for this one as well.
Okay, we can put the ref a little bit higher. We'll do that.
I can bow down. I bow down with Arthur Christmas.
Want to put Arthur Christmas here?
I can bow down with Arthur Christmas.
Well, we've already got six here already. Do we want a? I mean, which ones? I'll be honest with you. I don't think Jack Frost should make the list.
Really? Give me your reasons.
But it's a bad movie. That's my reasons.
He dies and comes back as a snowman. It's not a bad movie.
Terrible, terrible movie. These are the six we've got right now, okay? Christmas with the Cranks, Click and Collect, Krampus, Surviving Christmas, Harold and Kumar Christmas, Jack Frost.
I forgot about Harold and Kumar.
One are you, out of them six, are you not interested in?
Am I Banishing Forever? Give me the list again.
Christmas with the Cranks, Click and Collect, Krampus, Surviving Christmas, Harold and Kumar Christmas, Jack Frost.
Banishing Forever, Surviving Christmas. I think Jack Frost just about squeezes in.
I can't believe it's higher than fucking Rare Exports, but okay. so are we putting
it's more Christmassy, all right?
I don't know. There's nothing least exciting to me than Jack Frost. If anything, it's like a lump of coal for Christmas. That's for me. If I had to watch that, I'd be upset.
I'm not going to like some of my other Christmas movies.
Yeah, probably not. So we'll put that at 40. Okay, we'll put that at 40. What we stand for 39 out of these ones?
Click and Collect, but only because it's a TV movie.
I can accept that. I can accept that. 38 Krampus?
Yeah.
Yeah. 37 Harold and Kumar Christmas?
Yep.
And Christmas with the Cranks, 36.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised when I watched it this time. I really liked it. I really did like that movie.
I'm surprised this one made your list, because this is also a bad movie, but it's a good movie. It's a good bad movie.
I think what I like about it is the potential that it could have been a great movie. And then it's the second half of it where it tries to be all warmsy and cutesy. But the first half of it where they're against Christmas, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, it is really good.
I really think it's brilliant.
I think it gets a bad rep. I actually think the reviews don't do this movie any justice. That's 5% on Rotten Tomatoes. There's no way it's that bad.
I don't think it's that bad. I do think it's probably because it's a Tim Allen movie, and I do think himself gets a bad rep.
Yeah, you might be right. But still, this is a good movie, man. I like this movie. It's just nice, warm movie. Like you say, I enjoyed it. I enjoy it every year. I haven't watched it this year, but I've watched it so many times. I didn't need to watch it to know that it makes my list. Yeah, I'd agree. 36. I think that one has to stay. It's in both of our lists. The first movie to be in both our lists.
It is. So I'm fine with that. So I'm trying to think if these are the ones we've shifted up now. If I've missed any, let me know. So once we've shifted up, Arthur Christmas, Love Actually, Black Christmas, The Night Before, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Tokyo Godfathers, The Ref, and A Christmas Story. Is that right? Correct. Or am I missing any?
No, that's it. That's all of them.
That's cool. So we got three more than usual. Are there any from these ones that we want to push up any higher?
Ooh, The Grinch.
You want to go The Grinch? I'm going to go Black Christmas.
And I'm also going to go for The Night Before.
The Night Before?
Yeah.
So not, what about Tokyo Godfathers?
I mean, that will be revealed.
Okay. You want to go The Night Before?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Love Actually.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll leave after Christmas.
So we got four there.
Are you keeping Christmas Story in this then? You're keeping this in the hunt.
It's not far off where it would be.
Okay.
But out of these four, we've got to add a fifth from our list. Okay. Well, let's have a look at the moment. So I've got three more. We got three more on the list at the moment. So do we want to add one or do we want to add a couple more to this?
To this fight? I will add, well, I've got three here. But
I think we should add two. I think we should add two.
Let's add two. Let's add two. Okay, let's add two.
I'm going to add, the two I'm going to add, Joan Null and the Bishop's Wife.
Home Alone 2 and Polar Express.
Okay. Let me... I have got Home Alone 2, but I don't have the Polar Express.
Did you watch it?
I, again, never liked this movie. I've never liked Polar Express.
I don't know if I like this movie either.
I find it boring. I honestly am so bored every time I watch that movie. That's why I didn't watch it this time. I just wasn't that interested in it.
I watched it for the first time this time. And I could see the magic in it. But I'm with you on that. I think it is a bit crap. It also, the animation just looks like a cutscene in a PlayStation 2 game. Doesn't look good.
I'm not a big fan of the animation there.
There's no emotion in any of the characters.
So are we happy then to disregard the Pearl Express completely from the list?
Yeah, get rid of it.
Okay, we're happy with that. We're happy with that. That's fine. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 movies here that we've got to whittle into to five.
Okay.
Or take some up. So here we go. We got Arthur Christmas, Tokyo Godfathers, The Ref, A Christmas Story, Joanne Null, The Bishop's Wife, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. I'm surprised you put that low, but it's not higher up for me either. It is probably in the next five.
Well, Home Alone.
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2. Okay. Home Alone 2 then will be one of the higher ones. Your two movies I haven't seen.
They're two classic movies. Bishop's Wife is a classic. Joanne Null is... It's about World War One, and it's about Christmas Eve when in the trenches, everyone decides to put their weapons down and have Christmas together. I think it's such a beautiful story, and it's obviously based on a true story. You know that true story of when everybody played football on Christmas Eve, the Germans and the English and the French. I think it's such a good, wholesome movie. I really like it. I do think it deserves a place on this list. I really do. More than Jack Frost.
Well, it's higher than Jack Frost. I mean, I'm happy to include it. I'm happy to include it. Where would it go?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got six here, so... Are there any of these six that we think can't make the list or need to go up higher?
No. I think these all make the list.
So what do we do now then? Because obviously we've got six here that have got to go into five. So do we look at the list and...
Yeah, we'll pick out one. We'll pick out one, the best one to push up. Which one are you vouching for?
Do you know what? I'm going to go with Tokyo Godfathers to go higher.
I agree with that. I
think... I'm starting to get warm to that movie. So number 35, I think The Ref's got to go there.
All right.
Like I said, it's a nihilistic movie. I don't think it completely works, but I do like it.
I liked it. I really liked it. I'll put it in there. I haven't got much attachment to it because I only watched it this year, so happy to allow that.
Number four, I'm going to go with Joe Noel. Yeah. Because, again, maybe I like it more for the true story than the movie itself. Whereas I think these other three are better movies in general. Yep. This is a better story, but I think that's probably where it ends.
Number 33, Half a Christmas.
I think Bishop's Wife.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot that one was in there. Bishop's Wife.
I think it's a classic, but it's I didn't enjoy it as much. I'd put Half a Christmas at 32. I didn't think I was going to like this movie, but Bill Nighy just steals the show. Every time he's in it, I think he's just brilliant.
I really like that movie.
I was surprised how good it was.
It's a very, very good movie.
And very, A Christmas Story at 31.
Yeah, because I think this is, I mean, this is such a cult classic for Americans. I just don't think it resonated with me. And maybe it's because I didn't watch it when I was growing up. I feel like this is pure nostalgia for an American audience. They just, yeah, they love the nostalgia value of it. And that's the only reason it's did it any good.
I don't know. You watched it enough.
It was okay. Do you know what I mean?
The first time I saw it, I didn't have a lot of feelings towards it. But the more I see it, I have to be honest, I do like it.
Okay. All right. It's in there.
So now we go to our final.
Final 30, five of the episode before it gets bloody juicy in the 26. Next
26. Yep. I think it's already got juicy. I think this is a lot harder than I thought it would. Yeah. It's going to be, because I didn't realize you were going to come with some movies that I was like, Jack Frost. You know, you're going to Jack Frost me.
Jack Frost.
So the movies that we've taken up higher, do we want them to go any higher? We got Black Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, The Night Before, Love Actually, Home Alone 2, and Tokyo Godfathers.
I think The Grinch.
I think Night... Grinch and Black Christmas. I don't think the others have got a real chance of going here. I don't think The Night Before is a top 25. God. I really don't. I think you've exacerbated.
Oh, no.
The Night Before can lead.
I'll be bowing down too early. This can't not make it into the next episode for me.
It surely can. It's not that great.
It's so good. I love that movie.
I think we've got a fight.
It's one of its kind.
Then you have to. If I've got to pick one, you've got to pick one. We can't pick too many. We can only pick one. I'm gonna go for Black Christmas. Which one are you gonna go for? You either got to go for Grinch or Night Before. You can't go for both.
This is too tough.
There's no way Night Before was a top 25 Christmas movie. There's no way.
Oh, all right. I'm going to have to bow down for Night Before then. The Grinch has got to be in the top 25.
Okay.
Black Christmas and The Grinch. All right.
Okay, so that's four movies there.
Okay.
So how many do we want to add? Do we want to add one or two?
So we've got four. What's the fourth one?
So we got The Night Before, Love Actually, Home Alone 2, and Tokyo Godfathers.
Home Alone 2. Sorry, I forgot about Home Alone 2. Home Alone 2. Let's add in one each and we'll fight it out, and then we can finally put these in their place.
Okay.
We'll add one movie each.
Okay, so the movie I'm going to add is The Children.
The fuck is that?
It's... One, it's a fantastic horror movie, British horror movie, which is set during the Christmas period, during Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, where suddenly the kids start to become murderous and kill their parents. It's brilliant. This movie is so underrated. It's brilliant. Honestly, if you saw this movie, you'd have it in your top 50.
Okay. So you're going for... Maybe add another one. I'll go for one. I'll stick to the rules. I'll go for one.
Your one might already be in mine anyway, so it might be fine.
Let's go for... Only because I don't think it gets into my top 25. But I do love this movie. It's a Disney movie. I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Okay. I knew you were going to have this, but I actually have never seen this movie.
Ah, oh. It's crap, but it's amazing. I'm putting it in there, yeah. I'll Be Home for Christmas. I will battle out. Our man, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Where is he now? Who knows? No one's ever seen him. No one's seen him since. Jessica Biel was in this movie as well. Don't forget that. So was Gary Cole.
This is where we do something controversial now.
Go on.
Because we've got six here. Are there any here that we want to disregard completely? Because obviously, the only one I've never seen, I'll Be Home for Christmas, so... I know that you love that movie, but also you've never seen The Children, and I've told you I love that movie. So do we want them six?
Or do we...
If we have them six, then we have to eliminate The Holiday from the list. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not that upset if The Holiday leaves the list.
I didn't consider that an option.
Well, we got six movies here.
But it makes sense.
Something's got to be lost here, and surely it's number 50.
It does make sense. I didn't consider that an option. But yeah, that does make sense.
Okay, let's be honest, in the top 25, this might be happening a lot. Things might be moving around a lot.
All right, let's do that. Let's spin off The Holiday.
Okay, so it's either between... The Holiday has to have a little bit of a fight here between 49. That's what we do, so... Obviously, if anything has to drop off, it's 50 and 49. 50 and 49 have to fight each other. So, Holiday versus the Nutcracker. What we saying? I can't remember the Nutcracker that much, but I think if I watch the Nutcracker again, it's one of their movies which I'm either going to love or I'm going to think it's completely shit. And yeah, I'm not too sure.
I think it has that effect. I think you might be right. But in terms of things being Christmassy and iconic, you'd have to go... To be fair, this isn't even Nutcracker, the iconic Nutcracker, is it? I've gone for the 1993 movie.
This is the only one I saw. The Macaulay.
Is there not one before? Was there never one before?
I know there was a really shit one that came out a few years ago.
Yeah, I think there was one a few years ago. I think we'll keep the Nutcracker. I think it's not Christmas without the Nutcracker.
When's the last time you saw the Nutcracker?
This week.
This week? Where did you see it?
Where?
Yeah.
What streaming service? Was it on a streaming service I saw on? I think I just watched it. It was on TV, I think. I think I recorded it.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I did see it. It's very... I would say it's more like... It's very much more festive. Like, The Holiday is a good movie, but when we're talking Christmas, top 50, I think The Nutcracker just squeezes in for me.
That's fine.
Over The Holiday.
It's... Holiday's gone, people. It's not on the list anymore. We've taken it off. It's gone.
Into WTF slammer.
Number 31. 31 of 30, I think, have got to be battled out for the two movies that one of us has seen and one of us hasn't seen, which is The Children and I'll Be Home for Christmas.
They're very different movies, right?
Very different movies. Mine's a very bleak Christmas movie, but it's the kind of movie that is the kind of movie that after a while, for me, it's like a Boxing Day movie where, like, it's just like you just want a little bit of carnage. I don't know what I'll Be Home for Christmas. I'm guessing it's a road trip movie, perhaps, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's taking place over 24 hours. It's my favorite type of movie. I really am a sucker for those movies. I'll Be Home for Christmas. I just think that this is a good journey. He's good in it, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Jessica Biel's in it, and she's good in it. And it's just a good... It just runs into all sorts of shenanigans. And it's kind of like there's little jokes in it as well that are like just a bit on the edge. You wouldn't see them in a Disney movie these days. And it is genuinely quite funny. And there are some extras in this movie who are good. And when you have good extras, it's a recipe for a good movie. By extras, I mean people that have like really bit parts, like cameo-y parts.
The best of season must have taken over me because, okay, 31 The Children, 30 I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Oh.
See? There must just be something in the air at the moment for me to do that.
I'll be home for Christmas.
I do think 29 has got to be the night before, though. Looking at our four remaining, it's the lesser of the heavy punches. I liked it. Don't get me wrong. When I watched this movie the first time, I found it annoying. And there's some things I do like about it. But it did win me over this time round more than others. But I honestly think it's not as consistent as it could have been. I do like it, but I'm looking at the four, and is there... I mean, Night Before at 29, I think it's fine. I think it's overachieved, if I'm honest. But I can't think, I mean...
There's always one movie that I drag to the fucking depths with me.
You do. And unfortunately, it couldn't be Billy Madison. that we know of.
I don't get to that shit.
The weird technicality right now.
That pissed me off.
I mean, Tokyo Grand, The Godfather's, Home Alone 2, Love Actually. I think Love Actually and Home Alone 2 are better movies.
I think you're kidding yourself with Love Actually. Love Actually is a bad movie. We just watch it.
I think
because it's traditional. That's a bad movie.
I didn't think Love Actually was going to go anywhere. And I'm surprised it went higher. It won me over. It was a charming movie. It won me over.
You're just a sucker for Richard Curtis. That's all it is. Because it's...
I'm a sucker for Bill Nighy as well.
Yeah. If the movie was just about him.
And Hugh Grant doing a lot of rambling. You know I like a mumbler.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a mumbler. Typical PM, isn't he? All right. Yes, cool. Night Before at 29. Just because it's not going to get any further. I've already lost. Might as well go out of blaze
of glory. It's not your number one, is it? It's not your number one, is it?
It's not my number one.
You haven't lost. I'll be surprised if it's in your top 10. If it is, you need to check yourself before you wreck
Before I wreck myself? You're laughing at a scene. Wreck myself?
It's a funny movie. It's a funny movie.
Did we not do that to him.
But I will be honest and say that it's not a classic. And top 25, I think, are going to be heavy punches. I think that's going to be a heavy list.
It feels like a modern day classic for me the night before. I genuinely think Seth Rogen's hilarious in it.
I think he's
as
brilliant.
As usual.
He's
very
fucking
good in that movie.
But I do think that Joseph Gordon-Levitt, this was the kind of period where I found him a little bit annoying.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him, but I do think the movie is funny though. Do you know what I mean? And there's a good balance. I think them three work really well together.
Good chemistry, yeah. Good chemistry
I
like Michael Shannon, and it's nice to see him play a more ridiculous character, because he always plays these intense characters. But it's great to see him just have a little bit more fun.
He's kind of playing an intense character in this, but he's playing an intense, fun character.
It's very rare for him not to be in like a very powerful drama. So to see him just sort of let loose a little bit is kind of nice.
Yeah, he's good. There are some good cameos in this movie, isn't there? There's some very good cameo. Miley Cyrus is in it, for example. But I enjoyed this movie a lot. I really did. So I'm sad to see it go.
It's not done too bad. 29. Come on. It's in the top 30.
Compared to where it is.
At the moment, it could drop. We never know what might be added to the list. And we might, because now we're getting the top 25. There could be like the bottom five could be completely gone by the second part of this podcast, couldn't it, really?
We never know.
28, Home Alone 2?
Yep.
Yeah. Like I said, I think it's a serviceable sequel, but it's just rehashing the same shit that was in the first one.
Yeah, but there's something about New York, isn't there?
Dude, you put it lower than I did. You put it lower than I did.
Oh, yeah, I did. Mine,
I think, was in this area. It was probably 26, to be honest. But
all right. I can deal with that. I can deal with that.
Love Actually, 27?
Yep.
Yeah. Like I said, I thought I was one over it. I thought this one was going to be very low on my list. Because it, for me, it was everything I didn't like about these kind of movies. But it must have just been the time. Sometimes you just see a movie at the right time and it just charms you. And it charmed the fuck out of me. It really did. I was surprised. And then possibly the bleakest movie, Tokyo Godfathers at 26.
Yeah, it's bleak, but it's good. Like, we cannot really deny good. That it is.
It's
it is
I thought this was going to be a movie that you were going to go, what's that? But I'm glad that we both have it on our list at least.
No, that's a really, really good movie. It was one that I looked up. I looked up. I watched a lot of new Christmas movies right this year to do this. So, and that was one of them. Never heard of it before, but glad I watched it. It's a good movie. Would I recommend it? Would I put it on while the family's around and we've got eggnog and mince pies and leftover turkey? No, I wouldn't. But I would watch it by myself because it
is in the dark.
Yeah,
it is one of those movies where you think, oh, is this like a family movie? And then you see an animated breast and you go, nope, this is not a family movie.
This ain't a family movie. No, boy, no siree. But okay, I'm happy. Actually, it's higher than it was originally. We've both agreed to put it higher.
We have. You convinced me that it's actually, there's a lot of depth to that movie.
Yeah, so there is. There is a lot of depth.
It's higher, and there are two movies that go into the next round, three moves actually, because I had to push one up not to fight it. So Black Christmas and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. We'll see you in the next round. So let's recap, shall we, what the 50 to 26 are. So we got, at the moment, at this time, we have The Nutcracker at number 50. Yep. Santa Claus 2.
Yep.
At 49. We got Miracle on 34th Street at 48. We have Becoming Santa at 47. Office Christmas Party at 46, Anna and the Apocalypse at 45, Holiday Affair at 44, Rare Export to Christmas Tale at 43, Christmas Chronicles 42, Jack Frost 41, Click and Collect 40, Krampus 39, Howard and Kumar Christmas at 38, Christmas with the Cranks 37, The Ref 36, Joanne Noel 35, The Bishop's Wife 34, Arthur Christmas 33, A Christmas Story 32, The Children 31, I'll Be Home at Christmas 30, The Night Before 29, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York 28, Love Actually 27, and Tokyo Godfathers 26.
We are carrying over The Grinch and Black Christmas into our top 25.
They are into the next round, as they say. And you know what? I think there's some good movies there, actually, in the bottom 15. Not all hitters. I think there are some that, if they had to be dropped off in the next episode, I'm not going to lose too much sleep about. But I think it's not a bad list.
I think it's a very good list. I think it's going to get very, very interesting in the next 25, because there's some strong movies left over here. And I've had to pull up a few as well.
Same here. So on my counting, I have 28 movies in the next round.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have 28 as well?
No. I have 27.
You have 27.
Because I lost one, didn't I? I lost the night before.
So you got 27, I've got 28. There's a possibility. And Polar Express. No, you lost Polar Express, sorry.
Polar Express is gone.
That one went. That didn't even make the list.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do a reshuffle of my 25 anyway.
That's fine.
To get and strong.
I've got 28. So there's possibility that the bottom half of our 50 list is going to be wiped off, because I think the top 25, unless there's a technicality of something that is completely illegible and we and we have to call to the courts, I think that not a lot of them are going to be scraped off.
I think the only ones we'll start to get, it will start to get a bit feisty, was when we get to our top five. If any of our top five are before our top five, then it will start to get a little bit, could get ugly. Let's just say that.
I mean, we go singular when we get to the top 10. I think apart from maybe two or three, I think there'll be similarities. And I also think that if they're not in your one, they might be in like your top 15, top 20. So I think the bottom 25 is always going to be the hardest in terms of a lot of movies that we haven't seen and movies that we didn't put on our list. But I think the top half of our list, you're going to see some regular punches there. I don't think we're going to deviate too much. I want four.
No, I think you're right. I think it would be more the order is where we'll fight over it.
A lot of order of nostalgia, maybe quality over, like what you said earlier, is it a better movie or is it a better Christmas movie? We might have that debate more. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
And we always have, if we get to number one and we can't agree, we always have.
I think we will.
One, we always have Father Christmas to step in and decide.
Yeah. Thank you, Father Christmas. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think we will. Do you know what? Number one, I think we're going to agree on it. I have a feeling we're going to agree on number one. I'd be very surprised if we didn't. But we will see. We will see what happens. We'll see what happens there.
We'll see. All right. Well, that's what you're going to catch us doing next time. The next episode is on the 24th, which is only a couple of days away now. It's the Thursday. I start to lose track of what days are what now. When we get to like the 20th, as soon as it hits the 24th, I don't know what day it is. Even if I knew the day of the 23rd, I completely forget when we get to 24. It stands alone as its own day. But it comes out on Christmas Eve, and then we are done with Christmas stuff. And then we'll have a couple of end of year stuff, and then maybe a few movies. Maybe The Matrix. Maybe we'll go see The Matrix. Who knows?
Be nice. It'd be nice. Yes. Yeah, so we got this one.
If we're allowed.
Is it the 3rd? Is it after this? January the 3rd, the next one? Or are we having a week off? Did we decide?
No, we didn't decide yet, did we? But we could probably... It depends what movies are out. We could always do... I think we'll focus on the new movies, won't we? And then we'll start the new year again.
Our new year one is going to be our top 10 movies from 21.
Yep.
And also what we're looking forward to in 22. But I didn't know if this is going to be the 3rd or the 10th we were going to do. So if we're going to take off a week just to know how to... we'll see. We might be able to film it in between Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
There's potential.
We'll see how it goes.
It'll be less structured, but then it'll be more structured in the new year again as we go back to normal life. Well, indeed. We might go back to normal life. We might not. We don't know.
I'm not going to lockdown life, which would mean more movies to watch.
More fucking podcasts. I do daily podcasts after that.
Daily podcasts. By day 4, we go, I got nothing to say.
I got nothing. All right. I'm sick of this. Yeah. Who would have thought it? We started this in lockdown, and we might actually get to a year of it and still be in lockdown.
Yeah. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is just like a lockdown podcast. Maybe one of the things has got to break, even the podcast or the lockdown, but it's got to happen.
But I'm looking forward to 25. We'll be doing the next part in person. So
punch up.
You know, fists will be flying this time. It'd be like the Adam Sandler one. We did that one in person, and it's our best episode.
In separate rooms,
but the energy was there.
The energy, it was there, and we'll see if we can retain the anger of what will happen, because tears will fall and so will blood.
Hopefully not blood.
bloodshot eyes from crying too much.
Yeah, we'll see. Depends. All right, catch you guys in the next episode, which is in a couple of days. Christmas Eve, part 2, the finale. Yeah, when it gets juicier. All right, guys. Farewell.
Bye.